You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. I'm sure we are quite familiar that we must pray in the name of Jesus. Did you know that we pray in the name of Jesus? And praying in the name of Jesus does not mean that you should say, "In Jesus' name I pray." There is nothing wrong if you say that, but that does not mean you are praying in the name of Jesus. You won't find anywhere in the scriptures where they prayed and said, "In Jesus' name we have prayed." But there is nothing wrong if you say that, if you understand that that is not really what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. But then when you look at this passage, it also shows us other issues that must be done in the name of Jesus. It says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ." So he's certainly not saying that anything I'm saying, I should just be saying, if I want to say goodbye, I'll say goodbye in the name of Jesus. If I want to say welcome, welcome in the name of Jesus. If I want to say, "Can you help me buy some goods in the shop?" Can you help me buy some goods in the shop in the name of Jesus? That's not what he's saying. Yet he says, whatever we do in word or in deed must be done in the name of Jesus Christ. That means that, one, it should be done as if it is Jesus Christ that is doing it. Two, it should be done in the authority of Christ. It should be done as if it is Jesus Christ. That means, so every word you are speaking, those songs that you are singing, everything should be done in the name of Jesus Christ. In a simple way to look at it is this: what I'm doing now, if Jesus was me, would Jesus do that same thing? What I'm saying now, if Jesus was me, would Jesus say that very same thing? That's exactly what it means. You see, the Christian life is a life of Christ. The Christian life is a call for human vessels to go and show forth Jesus. That's what God accomplished on the cross for us, to restore us back to Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, where Adam was just a carrier of God. He was just a carrier of God. But today, we are even more superior than Adam, because we are new creation. There is first creation, there is old creation, and there is new creation. The Adam before his fall was the first creation. After he fell, he became the old creation. And now we have the new creation in Christ Jesus. The Christianity is not rituals, it's not activities. Christianity are men and women that have been chosen, that have yielded their life to Jesus to express Christ. The manifestations of the sons of God we are talking about is not bankers, it's not to become president, is that Christ will show forth in our lives. And it's so much serious that it is in everything that we do. In everything that we do. So there is no dichotomy in the life of a Christian. There is no secular, there is no spiritual, there is only Christ. Because he says, whatever you do, your job must be done as if it is Christ that is doing that job, and must be done in the authority of Jesus Christ. What you say every day, the way you talk to your spouse, ask yourself, is that the way Jesus will talk to that spouse? Everything must be done with the life of Jesus. That's why we were not given rules. We were not given religion. We were given a person. The life that we live is no longer our life. It is the life of the Son of God. And that is the life that God wants to express in everything. If you go to the toilet, if you are in your bedroom, if you are in the class, if you are in the air, anywhere, whatever you do in word, in thought, must be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.